Unfortunately, today, with 28 members of varying degree of capacity for participating in military action, and unfortunately of some varying degree of genuine political commitment to some of the security assumptions of the alliance, the situation has become reversed. It is some of the new allies that may be tempted in some circumstances to invoke Article 5. Not entirely preventing NATO from responding, because I'm convinced that if that were to happen, after some prolonged debates, much resentment, internal threats, the country that was trying to prevent NATO from acting would be persuaded to join, or de facto taken out of the alliance. But I think it would be wiser to review this provision in a more patient atmosphere, in spite of the circumstances that prevail today. One possible solution might be simply the adoption of a note of the provision that there will be no veto right in the alliance for sustained, enduring underperformers of jointly agreed commitments. Some members of NATO don't meet their commitments even by some remote approximation. They just do not. And hence, their membership in NATO is a free ride altogether. Why should a member that doesn't meet NATO commitments practically in toto then have the right to veto the other members' right to engage in collective self-defense? It's an anomaly and potential source of gridlock and confusion.